Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody back to the show. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by my stuff, the Dirt Doctor material, where you can get information about all this natural, organic approach and healthy living that we recommend. The best way to go is just go to the website, dirtdoctor.com. There are links to all the other things that we have there, information about my 15 books. You can connect to Facebook. There's a button there. Sign up for the newsletter, do all those kinds of things. Our nonprofit organization is Texas Organic Research Center. The membership area of the website is the Organic Club of America. All of it is accessible there at dirtdoctor.com. And we appreciate you being a part of whichever part of that you're interested in. Let's see what the other thing was. The only thing I want to talk about before we go to the phones is there's been some questions about what zone we're in. This, I think the roller coaster weather's bringing up those questions. We used to be in 7, and now we're right smack in the middle of 8. If you look at the very first newsletter we ever did, there is data that was kept over a period of time about temperatures, and the line between 7 and 8 actually shifted about 200 miles. It went from below the Dallas-Fort Worth area to up above the Red River. And I believe it. We're having a real winter this winter, but it's first time in a while, and it's going to fluctuate back and forth. The main thing that you need to know, though, about the fact that we are here in our area and across the south in 8 is, and if you're in 3 or 4, or if you're in 12, the thing that is the most important part, well, there's two things about this natural organic approach that are the most important two points, and I probably don't point them out enough. One is when you do it sincerely, you're going to be able to cut your water bill basically in half. And if you do a really careful job, it's done right, you're going to cut your costs in other ways down too, especially long term, because as you go, you have to use less and less of the organic materials because the life in the soil builds up and you don't have to continue to put as much volume of material down and keep the same healthy biological situation so production stays up. We never have to rebuild beds like the chemical people do. You never even have the conversation that goes something like, well, that bed's worn out or that field is worn out. We need to totally redo it. With the organic approach, the soil gets healthier and healthier and healthier with every single application forever. Unless something crazy happens, it gets contaminated by something accidental or the weather washes it away down to the base bare rock underneath or something like that. But bar one of those catastrophes, the soil just simply gets better and better, and there's great cost savings there. So, saving a lot of money, especially on water, is one of the big things that happens. The other thing is that with the organic approach, if you're growing food crops, the food tastes better and is more nutritious, and it gets to be a better and better situation, with every application. So everything about it is better. The other thing is, the other main thing is that I meant to mention is that the cold tolerance in your plants probably changes about 4 to 5 degrees, just in general, just being organic. And if you do what I did the other day, which is the first time I've done it in a long time, covered my pansies, and I'm playing around with a new one that is new to me anyway, Green Lake Nursery introduced me to, and I'm really impressed with it. It's called Cool Wave Pansies. It's a ground cover. It's a spreading pansy, and it you can use it on a flat bed, but it's just spectacular when you use it in hanging baskets or pots because it drapes over the side and it's just really colorful and beautiful. But the thing that you need to know about the natural organic program is that you're going to have about a zone change of additional hardiness by simply being organic. And why does that happen? It happens because with healthy biological soil, you're getting the nutrients and the complex carbohydrates into the plants like they're supposed to be getting into the plants. And that's a natural antifreeze. It's a natural protection against freeze. We have a bay in our backyard, the cooking bay, Laurus nobilis, that I've had outside for over 30 years. And it's had a little ice storm damage. The top, you know, got covered in ice and bent over and broke, and we had to cut some of the top out a few years back. This year, it bent over and then just came right back up. It's 25 feet tall. It's, I don't know, 12, 15 feet in diameter. It's a gigantic plant. There are people that do advising in this Dallas-Fort Worth area that say that that plant won't live outside here. Well, not only will it live outside here and do very well, there's a lot of plants that are considered not cold hardy that you can use in an organic program that you can't if you're still using synthetic fertilizers and the things that we don't recommend. So those are the big deals, cold hardiness and the water use being cut in half. Give it a try and you will see what I mean. To the phones, it's Nancy in Dallas next. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. My question is about a recommendation that the fellow who does lawns around here gave us, which we need to raise a bed, I mean create a bed. We don't have one right now.
Okay.
In the area of Far North Dallas, which are older homes, 1980s. And my question is his recommendation regarding free compost, compost soil, not sure exactly, from Dallas City, that if you can pick it up yourself, there's no charge for it. And I wondered if you had an opinion or knew about that.
Well, it's something I need to look into, Nancy, because I'm not sure exactly what they're doing. It's fairly new to me because the last I knew, they were grinding tree trimmings and things like that into a shredded native tree trimming mulch, which I like a lot. I didn't know they were making a compost. If they're making the compost from that material, it's probably very good. Is there a possibility that there's something in it that's a contamination? Yeah, there really wouldn't be any way to know. But if it's ground up tree trimmings that have been composted down, the chances of any kind of contamination would be slim.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a good material. I'm delighted to hear that they're doing something. I didn't know that they were.
Right. Well, when we asked him about creating a bed, he said, oh, I can get this compost over there in Dallas for free.
Well, he may just be talking about shredded tree trimmings, but they may have turned it in. If you leave shredded tree trimmings in a pile for 6 months to a year, it'll turn into beautiful compost.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what they've done, more power to them. I'll look into it myself so I'll know a little bit more detail next week.
Great.
But that sounds like something that could be a great tool.
Right, because, you know, a lot of people here just don't do anything with their leaves and they have them picked up. So
mm-hmm. They
must have a lot of that material available all over the city.
Well, again, if it's leaves and ground up tree trimmings, that's a good, it's a wonderful starting material for mulch and or a compost. If they're putting a lot of grass clippings in it, that's where you got the worry, because mm-hmm. that's where people use the herbicides and, you know, all the toxic stuff that could end up in the compost. So you might grill them about that a little bit more, and I will too. Now, if they're composting it thoroughly, they will have neutralized most of that quite effectively. Maybe not all of it, but especially if you're talking about using this material on landscaping,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's good news today. Thanks so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate your show.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Michael in Little Elm, Texas. Hello, Michael.
Hello, sir.
What's going on?
Well, we bought this house. We just moved back to Dallas last year. We bought the house, and the backyard was just full of weeds. I call them Johnson grass. My wife calls it Dallas grass. Got really high, you know, knee high or above, because we didn't have time to deal with it. So now it's all dormant, cut back, dead. and I was going to try to see the best way to get rid of it because it's right in the area that we want to put a garden.
Well, it's a pretty simple answer, Michael, because even if I recommended toxic chemical herbicides, you couldn't use them now because everything's dormant. Wouldn't do you any good. So,
okay.
So what I recommend you do is you get out there and get to work with a flat shovel or with a grubbing hoe or hire a contractor to come over and take it out with a sod cutter 2 inches deep, pull it all off, throw it in the compost pile, and then do your other material to build the beds. Hang on, and we'll talk when I come back, okay, so we won't be rushed here. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back with you right after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. and I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I think Michael may still be with us. Michael, did you have something else about the weed situation?
Because, somebody told me last year to just put poison on it, and I didn't do that, obviously, but I just want to – I was worried about the roots of the Johnson grass. You're saying just take off the top 2 inches? I was going to dig everything up, and,
You don't need to do that. If you take out a full 2 inches and do not rototill before you do it –
right.
Just take out a solid 2 inches all the way across the area. That will eliminate Johnson grass or Dallas grass, whichever one that you have. It's probably Dallas grass. Johnson grass gets, head high, it's a real big plant. But anyway, right. you can toss all that stuff in the compost pile along with leaves and some sugar and everything, so you fire it up real quickly, and it'll neutralize all of that weedy material.
And then we can treat our soil and establish the garden and the composting and all that stuff at that point.
Yeah, get whatever is the living material on the surface scraped off and done away with, and then add your compost, your rock minerals, and sugars. And all the bed preparation details are on my homepage under the word guides, the button that says guides.
I appreciate it, because that'll save me a lot of work. I was going to dig up every single plant, which would take a long time.
No, plants will not come back from the roots. That's a fallacy. They'll come back from the stems, and the underground stems are called crowns or rhizomes. And you have to get deep enough. If you want to make sure, you can go a little deeper than that, but in most cases, almost every case, 2 inches taken out across the area is all you need to do,
Flat shovel and a lot of work.
Yep.
All right, appreciate it very much.
It's a nice day today. Get with it.
We'll talk to you later about the rest of it.
All right, thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's people that are into chemicals. I mean, if you said, I don't mind herbicides, you can go out and spray them today. It won't do you any good at all. When the grass and weeds are dormant, the herbicides don't work. So physical removal is the only choice at this point in time. And, of course, that's what we recommend all through the year. Kenneth in Arlington next up. Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning. We've got at the old home place down around Ballinger. The mesquites are just getting awful. And we don't have, no one's going to live there before too terribly long. And then we're trying to do something with the mesquites. They're taking over.
Okay, let me ask you a very important question here, Kenneth. These mesquites have single trunks and are pretty big trees, or are they bushy?
Both.
Okay.
You know, it's the old home place, and they've been, you know, chopped on and poisoned and
everything.
You know, everything in the book.
Okay. The big ones, if people call me and say we have big ones, what do we do with them? I tell them to leave them alone because cutting down the big ones causes those bushy ones. Once they're growing up multi-stemmed like that, the only thing you can do is grub them out.
Yeah.
Dig them out of the ground. Some people use diesel and stuff like that. Diesel is the least toxic of all of the, you know, chemical approaches to getting rid of it. And I'd say, you know, if you're going to use something, that's the best one. We can bioremediate diesel in the soil a whole lot better than we can other pesticides. But the real correct way to do it is leave the big ones, single-stem trees, and grub the bushy ones out of the ground, rip them out of the ground. And,
Good Lord. And
over, out-compete them with, you know, planting other things. There's not any silver bullet, chemical or organic, that's available.
Yeah. Well, all righty, sir. I thank you very much.
Okay, good luck. It is not that much trouble with the you can do it. I don't have it on my website because I don't do it. No, don't really recommend it, but it's the best of the bad choices. If you want to do an internet search on getting rid of mesquite with diesel, pull it up and look at it. And if you have to do some treating, that's the way to treat. I would do physical removal with a tractor or a cat of some kind or with rippers and rip the stuff out of the ground, pile it up, and go that route. A lot of trouble, but, you know, it's a self-inflicted thing to a great degree. When you have, or totally, in most cases, if you have bushy, multi-stem mesquite, maybe you didn't do it, maybe the previous owners did, but it was caused by cutting down, chaining, whatever you did, the big single stem trees, and then those dormant buds that are on the base of the tree under the soil, here they come once you take the top part down. That's what causes the really big, big issues with mesquite. Barbara in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hi, Barbara.
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask about using sand around the perimeter of your house for prevention of termites.
Okay. It's called double-aught sandblasting sand, and it is a tool that some people have recommended in the past, including me. But the problem with it, Barbara, is that it's a lot of trouble, and it's expensive. And for it to work, you have to have it around every pier, around the beam, on both sides of the beam, and you have to have it around any utility lines, you know, that are coming in, any kind of anything that's connected to the house where the termites could get in. On a slab foundation, it has to be under the slab, and you have to have perfect 100% coverage so that termite can't get through it. That's how it works. It's a physical barrier.
Okay.
So it's a lot of trouble. I tell you what, can you hang on for a while and I'll tell you some better ways to go when we come back?
Okay, sure.
Okay, hang on. I'll be back with you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Police say a 19-year-old from suburban Washington was the gunman in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Maryland shopping mall. Darian Marcus Aguilar of College Park, Maryland, used a 12-gauge shotgun to kill two people at the store in the mall before killing himself. A very strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.8 has struck the Greece island of Kefalonia. A local news website reports some damage on roads and buildings in the island's two largest towns, but no casualties. Thousands of Ukrainians have gathered in Kiev for the funeral of one of three protesters who died in clashes on Wednesday. The child chanted hero and sang the national anthem. And Senator Charles Schumer is announcing a bill that would fund voluntary tracking devices for children who have autism. The New York Democrat says the program would be similar to a federal program that tracks seniors with Alzheimer's. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRH Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. 21st ranked Michigan has earned state bragging rights by knocking off its arch rival, the number 3 Michigan State, 80-75. Wolverines guard Nick Stauskas, who made a tie-breaking three-pointer with 3:12 left, says he was able to overcome the defensive pressure from Michigan State to score a team-high 19 points.
I knew they were going to try to do everything they could to get the ball out of my hands, and you know, Gary Harris did a great job all game of trying to deny me the ball. But you know, when I got my opportunities, I tried to be as aggressive as I could, and you know, I was fortunate enough to knock down some shots.
At 7-0, Michigan, the only Big Ten team without a conference loss. Second-ranked Syracuse held Miami without a basket for 7.5 minutes down the stretch to remain unbeaten with a 64-52 victory over the Hurricanes. Miami guard Devon Reed with 16 points as Syracuse turned up the defense when they had to.
I really didn't think that they played that well in the second half, but one thing that they do excellent is just closing out down the stretch.
Fifth-ranked Wichita State went to 21-0 with a 78-61 win over Drake. This is SRN Sports. Fourth-ranked Villanova needed overtime to beat Marquette 94-85 in Milwaukee. Marquette coach Buzz Williams says Villanova was perfect offensively in overtime.
Fought really hard to get it to overtime. And then once we got it to overtime, they scored every possession.
Number 6, Florida walked all over Tennessee 67-41 for its 11th consecutive win. San Diego State, 7th ranked in the country, moved 18-1 with an overtime win over Utah State 74-69. Number 8, Kansas beat TCU 91-69. The Jayhawks remain the only Big 12 team without a league loss. 9th ranked Wisconsin ended its 3-game losing streak, beating Purdue 72-58. It was number 10, Iowa, improving to 16-4, beating Northwestern 76-50. 11th-ranked Oklahoma State down West Virginia, 81-75. It was 14th-ranked Kentucky, 79, Georgia, 54. Number 16, Iowa State, 81. 22nd-ranked Kansas State, 75. 18th-ranked Duke beat Florida State, 78-56. Other top 25 winners, Pittsburgh, Texas, and Oklahoma. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm sitting here writing notes to myself. I was talking to Barbara off the air, and I was just going to pass on to y'all what we discussed. We were talking about she was in Oklahoma and asking about termite protection. She's worried because her neighbor has termites, and she doesn't have them. She's worried about them migrating over. Best thing in the world to do in that situation is beneficial nematodes. We recommend the beneficial nematodes from Arbico, Arbico Organics. It's 1-800-SOS-BUGS or arbico-organics.com. You need to put them out when it's warm weather. If you get warm weather during the middle of the winter, like we're having right now here in Dallas, you can put them out for flea control, termites if they're a problem or whatever. Long term, as a barrier, and they work beautifully in that situation. It'd be better probably to wait till spring, but you can talk to them when you call them about that. And then if they get in your house, we've got all kinds of information on the website about using diatomaceous earth, borate products like Timbor or Boracare, orange oil products, all these different kinds of things. She was asking about what is a pest control company in Oklahoma that she could call in Tulsa. And I don't know one offhand, but EcoSafe, the company we work with here in Dallas, is in the business now of helping companies franchise and do what they do. So you can give them a call wherever you are in the country and get some advice on who might be there near you that does the same kind of thing. The telephone number for EcoSafe is 855-825-2849. 855-825-2849. 825-2849. Okay, back to the phones. Here's Penny in Round Rock. What's up, Penny?
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Love your show and love your website. Been listening for years. So my problem is I live in Round Rock, and the municipality has tree trimmings available. But mm-hmm. I've kind of been afraid to bring them into the yard for fear that some of the trimmings include trees that have died from oak wilt. And we've got big old oak trees, so I don't want to endanger them. Is that a problem?
Well, that's a great question, Penny. And no, that's not a problem, because what happens when, let's say, you cut down a big tree that died of oak wilt, what they do is they grind it up. And that aeration that is created from grinding it up and having all that surface area on all the pieces, that creates a situation where the oak wilt virus cannot, the oak wilt fungus cannot survive. So it's not a problem. The only negative about buying trees that died of oak wilt is that they would be dry material. They'd be all, you know, cellulose and all carbon material. You might not have any green tissue left in the material from the cambium and buds and leaves and all that kind of thing. And that's not a terribly dangerous situation. It's just that it's not balanced as well to be a wonderful mulch as it would have been if it was a green tree limb that's ground up. You see what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I do. How about tossing it in the compost?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, mix some green material with it, maybe some old sugars that you have around, maybe one of the biological products like BioSI or something like that, and just fire up the biological activity. And you won't have any trouble with using plants that may have had oak wilt. Probably a very small percentage of them will be in that category anyway.
Oh, well, that's good. I was just afraid to introduce it to the yard.
No, won't do it.
It's such a wonderful tree.
It cannot survive the grinding and the creation of the mulch.
Oh, fantastic. I've got another question, if I could.
Sure.
I've got a vegetable garden, and I've got field mice that are just eating things faster than I can.
Boy.
And we also have a couple of dogs. So is there some kind of a poison or something that I can use that if the field mice die in the backyard and the dogs subsequently eat them, that it's not going to harm the animals, or some other way to eliminate them?
Well, that's a tough one. You may want to try live traps first and get a pest control company to help you with some bait stations that have live traps inside them. There are marketed products that are supposed to not have any secondary kill, baits that don't have any secondary kill, but I'm not totally comfortable with them at all. I would just talk to some pest control guys about the live traps. They have live traps inside of bait stations, the way they work. And then you might also try spraying a whole lot of garlic pepper tea and dusting out a whole lot of red pepper. Mice, not so much rats, but mice really don't like hot red pepper. And if you put it out all over the place and you redo it every now and then, you may repel them. You may send them to somebody else's vegetable garden than yours.
Well, I do have a neighbor 2 doors down.
Then she'll have to do it too. And if she outdoes you, they may come back. But give that a shot and then talk to some people about live traps and try to do the baits as a very last resort.
I've tried setting traps outside the fence area, but they're smart little things, and they've managed to get the bait and not set off the trap.
Yeah. If you didn't have dogs, maybe you could introduce some cats, and they could take care of it for you, but you may have a problem with the dogs and the cats.
I know. Well, I appreciate that. Well, I'll try the live
traps. Live traps and hot red pepper. It really could work well for you.
Well, I had a chili piquin pepper plant, and I went away for about 3 days this fall, and they ate all the chili pekin peppers and most of the leaves on that plant. And I'm pretty sure we're field mice, not rats, because I think the rats would have pulled the plant over.
Yeah.
But that's
an interesting thing. They will do that, but if you spray it all or dust it all over the place, it has a repelling factor to them. They don't like that at all. But yeah, they will eat the pepper plant. Give it a try,
just to see if it works.
Try it.
And then I'll try the live traps after that.
Okay. All right.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Penny. Let's go to Vernon and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. There's a big debate going on in Vernon about the high school football field.
Uh-huh.
It's Bermuda grass, and they've always treated it with Roundup and synthetic fertilizers.
Yeah.
And we're in a big drought now, and the stickers have taken over.
Yep.
And some of them are wanting to put AstroTurf down for like $800,000.
Ooh.
And some of them are wanting to, talking to a company about taking it out and putting some kind of hybrid drought-tolerant grass in there. So, and I want to give them a total organic approach.
Well, you know what is a drought-tolerant grass that's more drought-tolerant than common Bermuda grass?
No.
Almost nothing, but there is one grass, and it's buffalo grass.
Yeah.
And you'd have to put it in solid sod. It'd be a way to at least consider going. It'd cost a whole lot less than going with artificial turf. If they went with an organic program and did a mechanical aeration really heavily and put out a half inch or so of good quality compost, sprayed the whole thing with Garrett juice, and I'd add some hydrogen peroxide to the spray in this case, they could not only get the turf in good shape, but there's something really, really important that happens when sports fields go organic, Joe, and it's documented by a lot of people in San Antonio and some other cities around, and that is that knee and ankle injuries go way down.
Okay.
So you can tell them that, and you can do some internet searches and find some places where people have done it and see that. But I'm with you. I'd go totally organic. It'll be a hard sell probably.
I know it, yeah.
But it'll be better way to go than any of those other things.
Okay. Well, I'll do what I can do then.
Keep me posted.
All right.
Let me know if we can help. Okay.
All right.
By the way, speaking of sports, I should have mentioned it early on. Those of you that are golfers anywhere in the country at this point, he's become a national star. Our young Jordan Spieth, who was a Jesuit student here in high school in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, has already won a major tournament. He's already won almost $800,000 this year. He's one shot off the lead in the tournament that's going on now. Played with Tiger Woods the first 2 days. Tiger didn't even make the cut. Tough, tough golf course, and he's hanging in there and doing really well. So those of you into golf, you might watch him this afternoon, Jordan Spieth. Let's see who's next up. There's an open line, too, by the way, at 866-444-3478. John in Dallas next up. Hey, John.
Hey, sorry if you might be able to hear my little helper out here in the yard.
No problem.
All right. Well, I was going to tell you that I actually talked to the director of sanitation for the city of Dallas about the issue of composting and removal of branches. And then I followed up and talked to Doug, your partner there at the organic club. And
yeah.
What I found out was that the city, and this all started because I saw a whole bunch of Christmas trees being loaded into the city trucks there at Home Depot by my house, and was just thinking that Home Depot was just dumping their unsold Christmas trees.
Yeah.
But what it turns out is that they allow people to come and bring their old Christmas trees to the parking lot, and then the city will come pick it up.
That's
good. The
problem
is, it is good, but the problem is the city doesn't really have a way to separate out if people leave tinsel and other stuff on their tree.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have a contaminated load, and then they just can't separate it all out. They try, but they can't separate it. So they end up using it as sort of like building roads in the landfill, which still ends up in the landfill, but it's better than just dumping it straight in.
Yeah. Do they grind it first or just put the whole trees in?
I think they just put the whole trees in. They do have some big grinders. And then they also, when they get a clean load, they will take it to their substations and shred it and then have people, it is available for free, the shredded trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
They can't guarantee it's always going to be there, you know? So
right.
One of the things they're kind of going to take to the city council here, and he didn't want to go public with it yet because he hadn't taken it to city council, but he's looking at ways to come up with cleaner loads, you know, have maybe bulk trash on one day or one week and then bulk, you know, yard waste on another day. So they have like free, you know, like clean loads. So
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as I know, there is no compost being picked. There's no compost being made by the city of Dallas.
Well, I hadn't heard that either. That's why I was a little surprised. They could do it if they kept the shredded tree trimmings long enough, they'd turn into compost. But the shredded tree trimmings is the main thing they're doing. If they're doing a good job of keeping the tinsel and ornaments and stuff like that out, I think they can end up with a really good product.
Yeah, and then, you know, the city of Plano does do compost, and they sell it. That's what they sell it.
Well, they've got a real good product.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for calling, John.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number, if you don't get in today, just hang on to for next week, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Here's Louise in DeSoto, Texas. What's up?
When do I put a sweet potato in the ground to make some plants?
You want to make the slips, or you mean you have the slips? And
yeah, I want to make the slips.
You can do it right now. You just need to put a potato sideways in some soil or water and in a sunny, warm place and grow the slips inside.
It's not going to freeze, huh?
Yeah, you got to keep it warm. Sweet potatoes will freeze very easily. And then you set the slips that you separate from the potato where they're growing and plant them in April when it's nice and warm, when the air's warm and the soil's warm, too. It's not a plant like Irish potatoes. They can be in the ground now. But the sweet potato is very delicate as far as cold hardiness, and you have to wait until it's warm in the spring. But you can get the slips being grown now. Just keep them inside in a nice, warm, sunshiny place.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Louise.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. It's Norman's turn, Quinlan, Texas. Hey, Norman.
Howdy, Howard. I was wondering if one of your books has information on cross-pollination. Like they say, plant corn crops 400 meters apart, although you can put sleeves over it or something. But does one of your books cover, you know, like how far apart to keep tomatoes?
We really don't cover that in any great detail. There's some general stuff, probably not for sure, in the organic management for the professional, you know, the latest book that we did. I don't get into that all that much because, you know, I'm sure there's some books written on it. You could go to Acres USA to their list of books, and if anybody has one, they would do it. They would. They cover all kinds of agriculture of subjects and everything. I just I don't worry about cross-pollination that much myself because I've come up with a few pretty interesting things. For example, some of the peppers I've come up with by saving the seed, you could tell it wasn't a pepper like the one plant there. It crossed with something else and ended up being one that was even better than the one I started with. So.
Right. Well, like that red llama, did you ever find out where you got that?
No, I didn't. It was one of those things where I got some seed one time, and I kept saving them, and finally they turned into being this pretty red llama. I had a failure this year. I had a huge crop, and they didn't mature until we had that hard freeze, and the freeze messed them up as far as going ahead and maturing just right. We got very, very small production compared to what I thought I was going to get. Because right. of that early hard freeze. They were just, for some reason, and that's something that I'm looking into right now, is how you can coax a food crop into maturing a little faster, and I'm not sure I have the answer to that yet. I'm looking into it.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Thank you for your help.
I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had that situation, and a lot of people calling me and asking me about it from various places in the country, too. If the conditions are really good, the plant's growing, and the fruit's on the plant, it looks like it's maturing and everything, and for whatever reason, it's not maturing fast enough. You may be keeping it too happy almost in some situations. I've had people ask me about it on pomegranates, and beans and peas, and I had it specifically on my wonderful red limas. I had a gigantic production of vines and then flowers and then the fruit. I think that one thing that may have caused mine, I was a little cavalier and let them dry out a little bit right in the middle of summer. I wasn't paying attention, and it may have created a situation where they lost a lot of the flowers that had set and had to start over, and as a result, I didn't have quite enough time left for them to mature properly. We still have some, though. We didn't lose them all. Philip in Garland next up. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I tell you, I appreciate your show.
Thanks, sir.
I have learned a lot. Hey, I eat one hard-boiled egg a day.
Just one? Okay.
When I go to the store, they have organic here, cage-free here, organic here. How do you know?
Well, it's a good question. Some of the USDA and the other regulators, some of the things that they allow to happen are a little bit disconcerting about how you can be for sure. The only way I'm for sure, Philip, is that I buy from the farmers markets, and you have farmers markets not too far from you. If you do go to the website called localharvest.com,
right,
and find the places where the farmers themselves are bringing in the produce and the eggs and the meat and all
yes,
that.
Sir. Yes,
I go
sir.
To the one in downtown Dallas at the farmers market down there, but there's one in McKinney. There's one in Colleyville. There's one in Rockwall. They're scattered all over the place. But if you go to the website, anybody listening, to localharvest.com, you can find the ones near you. That gives you your greatest chance of getting a truly organic and free-range chicken, which are whatever the animal is, better than anything you can do. Put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. I've really enjoyed being with you today. It's been great fun. Enjoy your gardens if you're not in freezing temperature. And, of course, don't forget to feed and water the birds if you're in a dry area. See you next time.